Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. On Monday night, after two police officers were shot during the 4th of July festivities on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, the mayor of Philadelphia spoke to the media and remarked that with the proliferation of firearms and his frustration with the city's inability to enact its own gun laws, he's looking forward to not being the mayor. The next day, the mayor apologized, but it was too late. The calls for his resignation were growing. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets to survey.
Can you talk about your resolve? People are asking, what's the mayor doing about this?
If I had the ability to take care of guns, I would.
Council members addressed the public today in response to that shooting, and Mayor Kenney was also a topic of discussion. Many are not taking those comments lightly.
I'm waiting for something bad to happen all the time, so I'll be happy when I'm not here, when I'm not mayor and I can enjoy some stuff.
You're looking forward to not being mayor?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Kenney's words came after two police officers were shot during the fireworks.
He said what he said.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. Two law enforcement officers were shot on the evening of 4th of July. Outside of Jefferson Hospital, where the cops were later treated and released, Mayor Jim Kenney denounced the availability of guns and said he looks forward to no longer being mayor. His stunning comments made headlines, and calls for his resignation began almost immediately. So I hit the streets of Philly to get residents' reaction and ask the question, did Mayor Jim Kenney's brutal honesty make them mad or not?
It does. It does, because it's like, forget about the city, I just want to be out of here. And this has existed for a long time while he has been mayor, and nothing has improved. It's so disheartening. Finally, people were able to get together again, to have a good time, to be happy, and this happens. I mean, it happens every day. I'm afraid to bring my grandchildren to visit me in Philadelphia, because we like to come down to Old City, we like to go shopping, eat downtown. I'm afraid.
I appreciate that. If you don't mind, just sharing what part of the city do you represent?
North Philadelphia, Burytown, as they call it now.
I'm disappointed. The mayor was a decent city councilman. I worked for the city for 35 years. I worked with him. I think he is out of his league. For a long time, I've been concerned about his behavior. He seems overwhelmed. Last night only confirmed that leadership needs to be provide leadership, and I don't think he's doing it. And if he doesn't want to be mayor, I think he should resign now instead of waiting until next year. It's unfortunate. I live in Center City. I have to admit, it's not like it used to be, and I'm a little concerned about the way things are going. And the mayor seems to have checked. He himself said, I've checked out. So maybe he ought to check out all the way. That's my opinion.
Don't mind me asking, what part of the city you represent, and what's your name?
My name is Russell Cardamone, and I live at Broad and Spruce.
It doesn't quite make me mad, but it is a little upsetting, and I think a little uncanny to come from a sitting mayor, exactly like because he's sitting currently. But I also think the bigger concern is that the two cops were shot, and then I'm sure the mayor spent a lot of time down there at the police station or wherever, even at the hospital. And so to have those comments come immediately after that is maybe a reflection of how the whole law enforcement might be feeling right now. And that is actually more concerning for the people of Philadelphia, if you ask me.
All right, and if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I come to Philadelphia pretty much every week for work.
Well, it does make me mad, actually. I'm not even from here. It makes me want to completely leave to a more secure place. It's just terrifying. I live here for 5 years now.
Okay.
Deciding where to go, and U.S. right now is like, that's unsafe.
And what part of the city do you represent right now?
Century City.
I guess he's tired. Tired of whatever is causing there's a lot of problems here in the city. He can't handle it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What part of the city do you represent?
North Philly.
Not angry. Puzzled. I don't blame him. It's a tough gig.
Thank you. If you don't mind me just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
Old City.
But he can't wait to retire? Because his policeman got shot?
He can go now. Ain't nobody holding him back. Only thing I do is sign papers.
Well, you see this happening all over the country. I think, I can't imagine being a mayor or a police chief in a major city in the U.S. right now. I think it would just be a brutal job. We're in a crazy situation.
A laid-back, chill day.
Tune in. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.